Please open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians, chapter 4 in your Schofield Bible, page 1253. Reading five verses here, verses 7 through 11. And then we'll be turning to one of the Psalms after that. As we stand, all of us standing, for the reading of the Word of God. Reading responsively. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he is ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And together on verse 11. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Turn to the book of Psalms now, the 24th Psalm, Psalm 24, in your Schofield Bible, page 609. We'll read this psalm, the 10 verses. We'll read the verses responsively. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Let's pray. Father, we anticipate the message. We thank you for faithful preaching. And that's well and good. Give us faithful hearers and doers of thy word. We pray that you'd bless this crowd tonight. What a good crowd. And yet every heart needs to be open now, every mind alert to the teaching and preaching of thy word. Thank you for our preacher. Thank you for our church. Thank you for this evening. Accomplish thy purpose, please. In Jesus' name, amen.
I do not know that any of you, unless you have pastored, realize the number of hours that are spent preparing sermons. My life basically is spent every spare moment of preparing sermons. Miss Hiles and I were on vacation. Sometimes she got a little tired and took a little nap. Immediately I'd rush somewhere and work on sermons. Every spare moment of my life just about is spent preparing sermons. If you knew how long I'd spent preparing the sermon tonight, you wouldn't misbehave while I preach. All I ask you to do is listen. I want to speak tonight on the subject, received up into heaven, or caught up into glory. I'm going to read for you, without your turning to it, this passage. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. That's my text. Then we somehow have the idea that when Jesus went back to heaven, he just ascended up and by himself, and there he was, and the Father welcomed him. That's not even begin. I didn't begin to tell the story. Let me read what happened, and you did not turn to it, but you read it a while ago. It says, wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, that's what we just talked about a while ago, he ascended up, he was received up into heaven. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above the heaven, all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Listen carefully as I talk to you on the subject received up into heaven. Our Heavenly Father, bless me as I speak tonight, and our dear people as they listen, please make it a time of rejoicing and thanksgiving and dedication. Amen. Our Lord's ascension. Listen carefully. No moving around. Everyone still in quiet. No leaving the service. No walking around. Find your places. Sit down now. Hurry. Find your places. Look at me. Our Lord's ascension is something of which we make too little. Tonight, I want to give it its rightful place. His incarnation was wonderful. His temptation in the wilderness was powerful. His passion in Gethsemane was masterful. His death on the cross was marvelous. His resurrection from the grave was stupendous. Yet, hear me carefully, his ascension to glory tops all of these in majesty, in power, in glory, and in splendor. Do not forget, when Jesus came down, he brought God to man. But he went up, he brought man to God. Let me show you tonight the marvelous story of the ascension of Jesus Christ. Do not think for a single moment that Jesus went back to heaven by himself. It was a parade. It was a procession. Processional. When Jesus ascended back to heaven. In order to explain this, let me tell you something about a Roman custom. Hear me carefully. When a Roman general had accomplished a great victory, there was a great processional that followed. First in this processional came the captives, those who the enemy who had been captured. They came bound in golden chains. The soldiers that had been captured came, and the officers likewise also came. And then following this, in this great processional, when a Roman general had conquered the enemy, there came the conquering general, tied, bound in fetters. Now get the picture here, if you would, please. I wish I had some time, I could move around tonight, but I can't. Listen carefully. Here's the picture. Here comes the enemy soldiers that have been captured as the Roman general, conquering general, declares victory. And then comes the officers that have been captured, bound in fetters. And then comes the enemy general. He comes also. And then comes his own prisoners who had been set free by the conquering general. Can you see the picture? Here's a great parade. The war, the battle is over. The war's over. The conquering general is having a great processional. First, the enemy soldiers have been captured. They come, bound. Then the enemy officers. And then the enemy general. And then comes the soldiers that had been captured by the enemy, who had been set free when the victory came. And then comes the conquering general. When he enters, the people welcome him and shout his praises. The hero then distributes gifts to all his subjects. Now get the picture, folks. Our Savior had risen from the dead. Are you listening? Our Savior had risen from the dead. He had conquered the enemies. Sin was stomped to death on Calvary. Death had lost its sting on Calvary. The grave had lost its victory.
Satan was bruised by the heel of the seed of the woman, even the Son of God himself. At Calvary, our sins were nailed to the cross. The devil was defeated. Sin was conquered. The grave was conquered. And then Jesus rose from the dead. Now it's time for the parade from earth back to heaven. He's died for our sins, paid the price for our sins, and now he's risen from the dead. Now it's time for him to have the great processional back to heaven. Let me talk about that processional for a while, if you would please. First come the enemies captured and conquered by our Lord. Here comes death in this parade. As Jesus is about to go back to heaven, here comes death. Bound, death has been conquered, followed by sin, appropriately held in chains. Then comes the grave, who will never again conquer permanently a child of God. Now come the demons from hell. I can see the demons, the seven ones that possess Mary Magdalene, as they are to come in processional back to heaven. Why? Because Jesus is bringing his captives with him back to heaven. Death is conquered. Sin is conquered. The grave is conquered. Now come the demons, the seven that possess Mary Magdalene. I see the ones that possess the boy in Matthew 17 and Mark chapter 9 when the Father came to Jesus and said, the disciples could do nothing. Would you do something? Then I see the fallen angels as they come. And then comes the booger man himself. Bound. Defeated. Boy on Calvary. The seed of woman bruised his head. And when Jesus rose triumphantly from the grave, the devil was finally defeated. And now he comes in the ascension. He comes in the great processional back to heaven. Here comes the devil. Bound, captured by our Savior on Calvary. And then come the prophets. For you see, the Old Testament saints had been bound in paradise awaiting the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can you see this parade? Jesus is coming back to heaven. First come the armies, the soldiers that have been captured. That's death and hell and the grave and sin, and then come the demons, and then comes the devil. And then all the processional of people who've been in paradise for all these years, waiting for the price to be paid. Now then they join the procession. I see prophets. I see Isaiah. I see Jeremiah minus his tears. I see Ezekiel. I see Hosea. I see Joel. I see Amos. I see the prophets of God, those who've died in the Old Testament, and they've been waiting. You see, they were saved on credit. The price had not been paid yet, and they were placed in paradise waiting for Calvary. And when Jesus paid it all, he descended in the depths of the earth, and he said, "Come on, saints of God, let's go to heaven now." Jesus paid it all. The debt's been paid. The old account's been settled. There comes this great processional back to heaven. I see the conquered ones come. Death bound in fetters. The grave, sin, hell, the demons of hell. I see the devil himself come. Jesus presents him as a captured one. And then I see all the prophets of God. I see the judges. I see Samuel. I see Gideon. I see Samson. With a fresh haircut. I see Jephthah as they join this great procession. This is no Jesus just going back to heaven. This is a parade, ladies and gentlemen. The conquering one, the King of Glory, is coming back. Lift up your heads. The King of Glory is about to come in. I see kings. I see Hezekiah. I see Solomon with only one wife. I see Joash. Listen to me. I'm preaching to you. I see Joash. I see Josiah. I see Saul, minus rewards, by the way. I see Jehoshaphat. I see David. This great processional transpiring. The captured ones come first, and the demons of hell come next, and Satan comes next in fetters, bound by the chains of glory. And then come the Old Testament saints following Jesus up to the to heaven. I see judges. I see kings. I see the New Testament saints. I see Lazarus, the hungry beggar. I see John the Baptist. I see Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, those who died in the lifetime of Jesus Christ. They too have been placed into paradise, awaiting the payment in full, paid in full, awaiting the resurrection of Christ. So when he ascended back to heaven, they ascended with him. I see the thief who died just a few hours ago. I see Esther and Ruth and Naomi and Deborah and Sarah and Rebecca. You see what I'm trying to say? We think about the ascension of Christ. We think about he just went back to heaven and that's all. Oh, let me tell you, there's never been a parade on the face of this earth like that one. I mean, that's when Jesus Christ had conquered the death and grave and hell and the devil and rose again, ascended back to heaven. And he said to death, come on, I want to show you my captive. I want to show angels and Gabriel and Michael my captives. And he said, look here, here's death bound, and here comes the grave bound, and here comes sin bound, and then comes the demons bound, and the fallen angels bound, and then heaven rejoices as the devil comes bound. He's been defeated. And then Jesus had gone to the lower parts of the earth, into paradise. He had taken the Old Testament prophets, and now they come and join the processional. And the judges and the kings and the New Testament saints who died in his lifetime and the thief on the cross and Esther and Ruth and Naomi and Deborah and Sarah and Rebecca. And then I see Job and his 10 children that had died and the 10 other children. I see Lot who smells a bit like fire and Jonah who's a bit damp as they join the great processional. Are you listening? This great parade. Now then, the noise becomes louder. The crescendo increases. The main event's about to take place. Hey, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. The King of Glory shall come in. And the golden doors and gates of glory swing open on those golden hinges. Lift up your heads. The King of Glory is coming back home. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. You've seen the captives come in. You've seen the devil come. You've seen the bound demons come. You've seen death and sin in the grave. And hell come by, bound, captured on Calvary. Now you've seen the Old Testament kings and Old Testament judges. And you've seen the Old Testament ladies who were saved. And you've seen the New Testament people that were saved and died in the life of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. The King of Glory shall come in. And somebody shouted, who is the King of Glory? The answer comes back to eternity. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Heaven's gates unfold their golden hinges and enters the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The ascension of Christ was no little insignificant thing. It was a mighty parade, ended by the main character, the King of Glory. Here comes the promised seed of Genesis. Here comes the Passover lamb of Exodus. Here comes the scapegoat of Leviticus. Here comes the lawgiver of Deuteronomy. Here comes the prophet, priest, and king of Joshua. Here comes the judge of judges. Here comes the kinsman redeemer of Ruth. Here comes the anointer of kings of Samuel. Here comes the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of kings. Here comes the great historian of Chronicles. Here comes the great rebuilder of the temple of Ezra. Here comes the great rebuilder of the wall of Nehemiah. Here comes the deliverer of the Jews of Esther. Here comes the friend that sticketh closer than a brother of Job. Here comes the song of the ages of the Psalms. Here comes the truth of the Proverbs. Here comes the great preacher of Ecclesiastes. Here comes the wonderful counselor of mighty God, everlasting Father of Isaiah, and the wonderful, wonderful lover of the Song of Solomon. Here comes the great weeping prophet of Jeremiah and the great street preacher of Lamentations. And here comes the great rebuilder of the temple of Ezekiel and the stone cut out without hands of Daniel and the forgiving lover of Hosea and the one coming in Bethlehem, Judah of the minor prophets. Here comes the king of Matthew and the servant of Mark and the son of man of Luke and the son of God of John and the power of God of the chair of Acts and the gospel of Christ of Romans, and the restored the carnal nature of Corinthians, and the rent veil of Galatians, and the heavenly one of Ephesians, and the sufficiency of Philippians, and the great shadow of Colossians, and the coming king of Thessalonians, and the great appearing God of Timothy, and the blessed hope of Titus, and the best of all of Hebrews, and the fulfiller of the law of James, and the rock of ages of Peter, and the assurance of our salvation of John, and the one that can keep us from falling of Jude, and the Savior and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of Revelation. Lift up ye heads, O ye gates. The parade's about to end. We've seen the death bound as it leads the parade. We've seen the captive of sin bound as it leads the parade back to heaven. We've seen the captive of death. We've seen the captive of the grave. We've seen the demons who've been defeated. We've seen the devil who's been defeated. We've seen the great parade of Old Testament saints. And now it's time for the King of Glory to come in. The Rose of Sharon. The Lily of the Valley. The Lamb of God. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The Living Water. The Bread of Life. The Resurrection and the Life. The Way, the Truth, the Life. The Good Shepherd, the Door, the Light of the World, the King of Kings, the King of Glory, the King of Heaven, the King of the Jews, the King of the Earth, but mainly, Jesus. His first name given him by the angel Gabriel to the humble home of Mary. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. His name is the first is in the first verse of 24 of the 27 books of the New Testament. His name is in the first verse. The first name mentioned in the New Testament is the name of Jesus. And the last name mentioned in the New Testament is the name of Jesus. The seventh word from the beginning of Matthew is the word Jesus. And the seventh word from the ending of Revelation is the word Jesus. In between, his name is mentioned 700 times. Now he's home. He's home. Angels praise him. The Father welcomes him. If they had a fatted calf in heaven, it was killed. If they had a pair of shoes in heaven, golden sandals, the Father received the Son home. As the Son returned back home, if they had a ring to place on the finger of Jesus, the Heavenly Father placed the ring on the finger of Jesus, and the whole family of heaven was called to a great party. He's home. He's home. The King of Glory's come in. He's back home now. No more lonely nights with no place to lay his head. No more stones for a pillow. No more man of sorrows. No more acquainted with grief. No more misunderstood by his family. No more hated by his people. No more rejected by his synagogue. No more nights in Gethsemane. No more watching foxes as they scurry to their holes and birds as they fly to their nests, realizing he has no place to lay his head. No more kiss of betrayal. No more false accusation. He's home. He's home. No more evil trial. No more Pharisees. No more Herods. No more Pilates. No more Judas Iscariots. No more kisses of betrayal. No more Annas. No more Caiaphas. No more Sadducees. No more scribes. No more beating. No more crucifixion. No more mockery. He's home. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The King of Glory has come in. He's home, cries Gabriel. He's home. He's home, shouts Michael. He's home. He's home, sing the angels. He's home. He's home, speaks the Father. He's home. When I think about this, I think about the first time I came home from the Army in World War II. You see, my mother and I lived together alone. When I went to the Army in World War II, that left mother by herself. I came home from my first furlough. I rode the streetcar down Bryan Street to a street called Haskell. One block down Haskell was a street called San Jacinto. My mother lived in a little apartment, 4109 San Jacinto. Her soldier boy is coming home. I got off the streetcar and I looked down toward Mama, toward our little apartment, and I saw my Mama tiptoeing at the end of the block to see if her soldier boy was on that streetcar. My little 100-pound Mama saw her soldier boy get off the streetcar. She ran as fast as she could. I don't know how fast she ran, but I ran as fast as I could, and she met me more than halfway. I picked her up in my arms and carried her back to 4109 San Jacinto. We sat there at the table, and Mama prepared me my favorite food. My favorite food in those days was veal cutlets and thick and gravy. Bless God for thick and gravy. You poor, dumb Yankees don't know how to eat. If your arteries don't clog up by the time you're 50, you haven't enjoyed your life. Sat there and ate veal cutlets and thick and gravy. If I ever drowned, I'd like to drown in thick and gravy. Veal cutlets and thick and gravy and hot biscuits. Glory to God in the highest. And butter. Butter, yeah, butter. Butter. Say, Brother Howes, you'll die young. What Roloff told me. He said, Brother Jack, the way you eat, you're going to die young. I said, the way you fly, you're going to die younger. I'm alive. He's been in heaven for about 12 years. My mama sat there at the table. Veal cutlets, thick and gravy, green beans, biscuits, and sauerkraut. I don't know why. That's sort of a strange combination. And banana pudding. My mama sat there. I said, Mama, I think you better cook than you ever have been. She said, oh, son, it's because you've been eating Army Chow. I said, no, Mama, you better cook than you ever have been. We sat there for a while and talked about old times. It's an old story, but I think I'll tell it quickly. Time came to go to bed that night. Little tiny room back in the back. It's a little two-room apartment, one little bedroom, about 6 by 8. I went off to sleep. Soldier boy, it's late that night, past midnight. I was awakened by some sobs. Looked up and saw my mother in old-fashioned drawstring nightgown and nightcap looking down at her soldier boy. I said, Mom, are you crying? She said, don't they have sinus trouble in the Army? I said, yes'm. Yes'm means yes, ma'am, down in the United States. I said, yes'm. I went off to sleep again. I was awakened with sobs. Looked up and I saw my mama in old-fashioned drawstring nightcap and old-fashioned drawstring nightgown. I said, Mama, you're crying. She said, don't they have bad colds in the Army, paratroopers? I said, yes'm. I went to sleep again. The third time I was awakened, and my mama. I said, Mama, you're crying. I sat upon the edge of the bed. My mother had her Bible between her legs, and she said, son, could we just one more time? I sat at the side of the bed. My mama read the Bible to me, just like she did when I was 45 years old. She held it up and she said, the Bible is the Word of God. I had to say it three times like I used to say it. She said, Jesus is the Son of God. I had to say it like I used to say it. And on it was. That night I went off to sleep. I was home. Home. No more battles. No more firing. No more rifles. No more hand grenades. No more carbines, no more mortars, no more shells, no more war. It's over, and I was home. Music stops. It's gift-giving time. just as the conquering general, as his captives marched before him back to Rome, and as the general that was held captive followed them, and as the captives of his own army that he had set free followed. Then he came. Now then, ascension time, all the captives that Jesus had captured on Calvary and with his resurrection. Death, the grave, sin, hell, in the procession, followed by the old booger man himself. Bless God. Hey, booger man, you may be having a time now. You run in Hollywood now, and you run in America now, and you're killing a bunch of unborn babies now, you dirty murderer, you. And you got a bunch of queers running around America, and you got some Hollywood movies now honoring and magnifying a queer kind of a lifestyle. And you got liquor running like a river, and you got dope, and you got illicit sex, and all of it. But devil, I got news for you. You're bound, and one day you're going to be cast into hell. And then the main event. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The King of Glory is about to come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. And then the music stops. Jesus is home. The parade's over. The shouting is hushed. It's gift-giving time. And Jesus, the one who's back home now, turns and says, I got something to give you now. I've got salvation. It's a gift. I purchased it. It's gift-giving time. Like the general, when the battle was over, gave gifts to his people at the end of the processional. Now the general of the army, the King of Kings, is home. He says, I'll give you salvation. He says, that isn't all. I'll give you forgiveness. I'll forgive every sin you've committed now. That isn't all. I'll blot your sins out of your record in heaven. That isn't all. I won't write any other sins down against your record. That isn't all. I'll give you a new nature. That isn't all. I'll give you the Holy Spirit. That isn't all. I'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. That isn't all. I'll give you a hope that someday I'll come again and receive you unto myself. So our ascended Savior tonight comes to you and says, I've got a gift to give you. All those things I just mentioned can be yours. You say, Brother Howes, what church do you join? I said, it's a gift. You said, I have to confess my sins to the Holy Father. I said, it's a gift. You said, I have to get baptized. I said, it's a gift. You said, do I take communion? I said, it's a gift. You said, do I have to take the sacraments? I said, it's a gift. Do I have to have last rites when I die? I said, it's a gift. All you got to do is take it. Tonight, that ascended Savior, back in heaven, reunited with his Father, offers you the gift of eternal life, salvation, forgiveness of sin, sins blotted out, no sins recorded, new nature, Holy Spirit, blessed hope, and your name written in heaven. And you walk down this aisle tonight and receive Christ as your Savior. And the Bible says there's joy in the presence of the angels. Then people say, all the angels will rejoice when somebody gets saved. So I guess that's true, but it's not what it says. It says there's joy in the presence of the angels. Anybody know who's in the presence of the angels? Jesus Christ, the conquering hero, the King of Glory. If you'll come to him tonight, I hope you will. Shall we stand, please? The choir's going to...